Brilliance Audio presents
Last Lovers by William Wharton. Author's Dedication to My Wife Rosemary. This tale takes place between April and November 1975. Location, Paris, France. Believing is Seeing. William Wharton. Chapter 1. Zambo. Suddenly I'm on my hands and knees down on the asphalt, next to a bench near the statue of Diderot, in the small place beside the Boulevard Saint-Germain, across from the Church of Saint-Germain-des-Prés. My precious 13 tubes of paint are scattered all over the place. My prize easel, my 100-franc easel I bargained for in the Marché Allègre, is knocked all galley west with one leg bent under, and another splayed out like a spavined camel trying to stand up in a windstorm. Shit. This is just what I didn't need. I'm still holding a paintbrush in my hand. The top of it is snapped off about 3 inches above my knuckle. Luckily, the canvas landed with the painting side up, so it could be worse. Then I notice. There's an old lady all dressed in red on her knees beside me. We must look like two elderly clochards chasing after the same butt someone just flipped. My first reaction is, this whole thing is her fault. Why the hell doesn't she look where she's going? So, still on my knees, trying to ignore her, I start scooping the tubes of paints toward me before some other idiot steps on one of them. That'd be a real mess. Colored footsteps tromping through the Latin Quarter. Yellow, green, alizarin crimson. I scramble over to pick up my...